Friday, November 3rd, because of a torrential rainstorm that went on through the night into the morning, my kid's school was canceled today, which has pretty sure never happened since we've lived here due to rain. And I was at on Fridays, I try to go to the gym before taking them to school. So I was at the gym at like 7 in the morning, and at like 7:12, we get the note that school's canceled. So that changed, ruined, no, ruin's wrong, because during the day I was like, oh, this is cool that we're doing this right now. Changed my plan for the day and the way that the day developed for sure. One of those things being, I spent my late morning, or all four of us did, since the boys were here, watching Back to the Future. First time for either of my sons, and not sure the last time I saw it, certainly not in totality. Couple thoughts. First being, it's still fucking awesome. I thoroughly enjoyed it. From just a straight entertainment point of view, as a as an adult male father, and not just like a kid who's like awed by some of the science tech stuff. It was just quality all the way through, and you know, part of that was just the nostalgia, the nostalgic elements, where it's like, you know what's coming, or you know there's a great line here, which is the second thought, a line that as it was coming, I said to Alexis, my wife, I always fucking love this line. I thought it was so funny, and I still it still hit for me. It's when Marty, spoiler alert, guys, when Marty one time, or for the more than for a few t- for his third time, let's say, says the word heavy in front of Doc. He goes, "Whoa, that's heavy," and Doc goes, "Heavy? There's that word again. Is there something wrong with the Earth's gravitational pull in the future?" And I don't know. I don't remember how old I was when I like started enjoying that line, but whatever age it was, it hasn't left, because I still liked it. My kids, watching it with them was awesome and somewhat frustrating at parts, because like you want them to just, you know, be looking, be engaged the whole time and like understand what's going on, even though there is some type of complex shit. But when they do ask questions throughout it, like, wait, can he do that, or is he this one or that, like, it was fun to watch their brains work. Even my my six-year-old early in the movie said something to the effect of, after Marty goes back in the past, something to the effect of, wait, he's like, if he does something now, when in the future, you know, when he's back in the future, something's going to be different. Like some, you know, ridiculous pull of like something that I probably didn't understand until I was like 27. And he just says it. I'm like, wow. I'm like, say that again. I'm like, you mean this? And he's like, yep. And then when it happens later on, he's like, see, that's what I meant. I was like, wow, that is pretty good. So there were a handful of moments like that, that being my favorite. Yeah, I don't remember what else. They enjoyed it. They, at the end, they said, all right, questions. Who's got what questions? And we had a little question Q&A session. They were ready to watch Back to the Future 2 right after, which we were not having that today. But it was fun. And, you know, it's if they went to school, had a normal day, it would have been just another normal day. But instead, due to actions beyond my control, instead, it will now be the day that we watch Back to the Future together. So who's the real winner here?